I suppose it's been a funny Christmas for you. It'd be very little family time, I'd say. But the lads have bought into it really well. And
yeah, there was plenty of family time too. There wasn't much pub time though, which is probably no harm.
Yeah.
We took a week off after the Leinster final and then put up a schedule there. And lads, Jesus, will we get through that at all? And sure, we took one session at a time. One session at a time. We started off for the Christmas schedule. So we've trained on the 23rd. And then we all actually did the Pink Rock on the 26th. And with everyone, I had bar a couple that just couldn't make it. We trained on the 28th here, great session. And then we had a match among ourselves here on New Year's Eve at 8:30, you know, the same time as the match will be on, just to get lads prepared for it. And now we're training this evening, and sure, we do a bit Tuesday, and then we're into next Saturday. And sure, isn't it fantastic? Like you saw up there, 26 lads training in Ratchero Cushionstown playing football on the 4th of January. Like
never seen before.
Never seen before. Yeah. These lads are in a bit of a bubble now and winning some stuff, but they might never see it again because you know yourself, you win and you stop winning all of a sudden and it's hard to get going again. Like, you have to enjoy these things. Obviously, our heads are down now and we're concentrating on this next weekend. It's a fantastic achievement, a fantastic place to be in. You were asking me there about Ballinkill. Sure, listen, they're going to be something like we have never faced before. Their Northern team, like sure, Monaghan team, they were intermediate last year. They seem to be up and down between junior and intermediate. Sure, Monaghan themselves are a Super 8s team every year, you know what I mean? So the football up there is strong. There's obviously very little hurling, if any at all. These are all a hurling club, like even Clonmacnoise last time were a hurling football club. Like, they're actually the complete opposite of Clonmacnoise, if anything, by the videos of them. They're physical, strong, in-your-face team, whereas Clonmacnoise were kind of a young, lighter team like ourselves. Like, so listen, we've adapted to every challenge we put in front of us this year. We were Kilmore to base in the semi-final, we bet them. Clongheim were going to beat in the final, we bet him. Moonkind then, we were to beat him handy in the first round of Leinster and we nearly got caught.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You know, we nearly got caught. And then sure, we were no hope of beating Dublin, Crave Kieran, and we bet him. And then we weren't going to beat Shannon Bridge from Offaly and we bet him. And then we definitely weren't going to beat Meath up in their own backyard and we bet him. So we're not really afraid of anyone. Like, we respect every opponent we go again. Like, we're looking forward to the challenge. Maybe we go up there and play over skins and fall up short. But I genuinely feel if we play to our ability, we'll win the match. But we have to play to our ability. You were there the last day. Can't stop playing for 10 or 15 minutes because we'll be bet. These crowd will have us bet.
Impose your game on them, I suppose, more than worrying about what they'll bring to the table.
Which I can't worry about them because we obviously know a few bits and pieces about them. What do we know either, you know what I mean? Yeah. Sure, if someone was to give me two different lads or tell me about Cushstown, they'd have a different opinion on every one of them. After hearing so much stuff, you have to take it with a pinch of salt. Well, obviously we take it on board, the main danger forwards and all, but we can't.
I have a senior panellist, haven't I, Philip Donnelly?
Yeah, Philip Donnelly, yeah, he seems to be their main man. There's two greyheads in the corners. Like, sure, we've meant to go on them, but sure, they have meant then to go on the like Tighe and Dara, and they'll probably be watching Owen at centre back. Sure, if we were doing a bit of work on them, they're going to be doing a bit of work on us. We can't do much about them. We'll go and do our best. We'll be going ahead good and strong. We won't leave anything on the pitch anyway. If it's not good enough, it's not good enough. But I believe if we go to the best of our ability, it will be more than good enough.
The tradition of the club is it hurling or football, James, if you go back far enough?
Oshers would be a hurling club out and out, if you go back far enough, I imagine. A lot of years ago, would Noel Dunn and lads like that would have won senior medals with Gushron. Don't know the ins and outs of it.
Yeah,
sure, there's
I'm old enough to remember those days,
Noel's the right one, Noel was one of the main reasons I end up here. It would be a hurling club first and foremost, and if we're training here, like, there's a lot more hurling done in football, and if you want to play hurling, you have to do that, and I have no problem with that. We've worked it well the last few years. It's easier to pick up football than his pick up a hurling.
Well, I've had a love of football.
I played hurling all my life for the club. Everywhere I went, good counts and all, played. Love hurling. Football, probably because I was better at it. I preferred it, you know what I mean? You know, I would have always been very, very fond of football. There's a lot of lads that would have wanted to burst footballs in the club there not long ago, and now getting behind us, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, hurling, football, hurling, sure, ladies.
It's about the club, isn't it?
Ladies,
and the parish.
Ladies and Camogie, whatever it is, like, it's the buzz around the place. It's fantastic, like, for people to look forward to, and over Christmas and everywhere you go, it's how are the lads getting on and how's it going, and you know yourself, you're only one result away from having a clue, you know what I mean? Like, you know. And for the next week anyway, we're a football club. And
next year, worry about yourself. But you're blessed that you have such a big panel. You were telling me that there's very little difference between the starting 15, maybe your first choice, but then there's very little difference after that.
Sure, we use 15 and Brahan 6 the last day over the course of the match. Hopefully Danny'll be right, but sure, if he's not right, we have men to come in there. Edge 4 and 5 changes every day. Nicky in the goal, if there's any problem there, Johnny'll be in the goal. You know, I mean, strength and depth everywhere. We're going to go out there and give it a rattle. We have strength and depth. Changes have to be made, they'll be made, and they'll be made fairly fast. You know that. We don't wait around. We'll try and look after our own self and see how that goes. A few changes sometimes shakes the thing up a bit. You know what I mean?
If you have the bench, why not make the change?
Sure, there the last day. Sure, Danny was gone after 7 or 8. We left him on for 15 or 16. Yeah, tried it
full forward.
Then Red came on, scored a good pint, set up a few scores. And Red is doing that for us all year. I know he's mad to be starting, but can't start them all. And he's done a job for us every day. And sure, obviously, Ollie Bulger came in the goose, 42 years of age. You know, said he'd ship there for the last 10 minutes and extra time. And
he typifies the whole thing, doesn't he?
Sure, he's there. And sure, look at him. You saw him going out there. Sure, he's the man's in remarkable shape. You know what I mean? And had no intention of giving up either, by the way. Unfortunately, Carol, his wife won't like that. But we're into the new year now, sir. There's no point giving up now. There's no point giving up now.
Wait till the end of next year.
Exactly. That's the way it is.
Bernard Furlong was outstanding last. Strong man.
Strong man. And Brian O'Neill. I have to mention the two of them because you come here every night, and whatever time train is, I have trainings at 6 tonight. The boys will be here at 5:30 without fail. They're here all year since they got involved, and I'm kind of around the whole time they're involved. They're the first two men here training every single night. Pair of attitudes, no nonsense, and driving on the lads. Super blokes, they're super players and super blokes, which is even more important. Yeah, that goes for the whole lot of them.
You've had a few barren years here in the club, but last year that game against Montaguer, the boys were saying, was probably the turning point.
Yeah,
that's 18 months ago.
Worst of it at junior, you're getting through the group stages, matches handy, and you're into a quarter final, and then you haven't got the proper game time into you. Like, so last year, what I thought, along with beating Monaghan in the junior, we were actually up in Division 2 of the league last year. So we actually got behind the league final last year by Starlights, who won the senior after extra time here. Now, I'm sure they're short a few. Yeah. But sure, we played Modlin Town, we bet them, we played all intermediate and a couple of senior clubs and got
that
on
helped
well.
James.
Of course it helped. It was the proper matches we needed, you know what I mean? And still in all, the Monaghan match, like, it's a game could have went either way. You know what I mean? It's a game we should have won. We missed a few chances and I won't like me telling me he missed a penalty in the first half. If that had to go in, we probably would have won one handy. But then it turned around and they went down, they got a goal and had the chance of a second goal. Second goal got in, were a bet. But as it turned around, ground it out and won it by 2 points in the end, and that was the turning point then. And sure, the year before that the Martins had beaten us by a pint. They're second, and the year before that, Monaghan beat us in the semi-final, be a pint. So we've been knocking on the door, and they're good enough. And I think, I don't know how we go this year. You know, the momentum will carry us into this year now. If we can keep lads around, we don't lose lads injury or travelling or anything like that, we won't be too far away. Obviously, they won't have had a break, but sure, listen, they're young, fit men. They don't want a break now at this stage.
Absolutely,
you know?
Keep bad. Yeah. Tell me about your background team now.
We obviously have Donny's involved with me there, Kyle Nearn, and actually, he's involved with us in that. And Donny's also our under 12, Donny Noon, our under 12 girls football team manager. I'm his number 2 in that. We get great kick out of that. We won a county final with them last year, and it was a great year for them. They're a great little bunch of girls. He's also the treasurer. He's after getting some penance since he came down here. We're going to flog
really
him today.
Really using him anyway.
We're going to flog him today. And so John Michael, everyone knows John Michael
Borter. Yeah,
super man. Any man that can handle 500 or 600 women every day of the week, fair serious operator.
Calm guy, is he?
Very calm. You'd never see him losing. Myself and Donny and Barry and all.
Barry Murphy is.
But John Michael, always cool and calm. Comes across that way anyway. And so Barry, you know Barry, he's a brilliant character. We brought him in this year. Like, very knowledgeable about football. Really good with the players as well. You know, that kind of link between us. Like, stuck in the middle of the crack. Sure, he's the main sponsor as well, and he gives a lot to the club and has given all over the years. John O'Neill does the stats. Jar Cody does the water for us every day, and he's kind of
knowledgeable guy.
He's over the hurling as well, like Dennis Corrigan down for Blackwater, and great old character here. He's after mad about him now. We won't let him go back down there. Robbie, sure, the chairman and committee, now sure, they're all fantastic behind us there. You see Caroline there handing out tickets tonight. Breedy was up taking pictures. Our underage chairman Edwin there was here looking on. Francis O'Brien and the committee were all here. Look, you have all these people that are just rooting for us. Fantastic for all of us to be able to go look at this match and to be involved in such a way. Like, and I've say up to that panel you have a 30 there, I'd say half of them are kind of the one age group. They're kind of the 90s, Darragh and Tig and Porter, they're all kind of the one age group. They're the 97, 98 kind of age. I had that group, say, from under 10 all the way up, and all the way up I had two men. One of them is Pat Murphy, Patrick Cornerback, he'd be his son, and he's at the match and he's the most excited man of all time. He's hale and hearty and leaping out of his skin. And unfortunately, the other man that was with me all that time was James Murphy, tragically passed away this year at a young age, and he was with us all the way up, played with the club, hurling football, centre forward and the second teams there, and talked out the first teams. Any job that was ever wanted, he'd do it.
But he's still looking after you from above,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, sure is. I see Liz and Katie and Thomas, they're at the matches there, and Katie was actually full back on that under 12 team. Thomas then played that team all the way up. So proud of him. He'd have been so proud of Katie there this year, and he was a great old character. We're very fond of him and badly missed, and hope he's up there getting a bit of kick out of this, because clubs wouldn't survive if you hadn't got men like that.